the
Federal Podcast.
Been a little while getting back into it. Kind of a weird point here in all this. We got a couple episodes actually recorded. Some technical difficulties trying to finish those episodes, get those cleaned up. So this one, I'm kind of doing real last minute here. This is this episode for this week is supposed to be out already. Man, I'm real run behind. But this was a Small Town Southern Man is a fantastic song by Alan Jackson. But I had recently discovered that he actually has a documentary that you can watch on Amazon Prime called Alan Jackson, Small Town Southern Man. And I highly recommend it. And this is going to be a quick review and just breakdown of that documentary. I want to give a shout out to, pulled it up right here, Showbuds and Sad Songs. They had actually posted on his Instagram. It's a country music podcast posted about this. I had not known that this documentary came out in June 2019. And we're just going to get into it. Got my cat coming in here right now. Squeaky door. All right. So 90 minutes long. And then here is a synopsis that I pulled out from the internet. So Small Town Southern Man is the story of country music icon Alan Jackson, a driven artist who has played an essential role in bridging the old and new worlds of country music by blending mainstream country and traditional honky-tonk, which irreversibly jolted country music into the modern era. The program travels the entire journey of Jackson's life, from his boyhood in Newman, Georgia, to Nashville, and his first career successes. Now, the rating, so I use Letterboxd, is this app I have. I rate some movies, documentaries that I watch. It's got a 3.5 rating. Honestly, there's only 34 people that say that they've watched it. It only has 11 reviews on here. It's kind of, how have only 11 people reviewed this? That's kind of wild. So I am one of them. I put 4. I thought it was a pretty good documentary, and this is what the description has of this documentary on Letterboxd. It says, the feature-length documentary chronicles Alan's life from his upbringing in Georgia in the 1950s and 60s to his Hall of Fame induction in 2017. The film is primarily narrated by Alan and includes interviews with family members, musical colleagues, and country stars, including Carrie Underwood. Written and produced and directed by John Albarian, the film showcases the inspirations that led Alan to write hits such as Chasing That Neon Rainbow, Chad Hoochie, Here in the Real World, Living on Love, and Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning. Wow, really? It didn't even mention Small Town Southern Man? Is that a little bit too on the nose there? You know, I think Alan Jackson is probably, I bet if you asked him, he's probably really proud of Small Town Southern Man. It didn't really get into that in this documentary because obviously it's only 90 minutes. So, but I bet he's probably pretty proud of that because that song is kind of about his upbringing and his dad. And he said it's kind of just for a general, small town Southern man, but I think it actually, a lot of the facts in that song were about his family. So a little bit of a breakdown here. I kind of broke this up. So first 30 minutes, got a couple concerts. Alan Jackson concert at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Red Rocks, Colorado. And then fast forward to 25 years later, his concert in Atlanta, Georgia. You've got throughout this an interview with Alan and then also an interview with Alan's sisters, all 4 of them, all older than him, which, by the way, I reached out to my friend Kaz. So he actually knows these people, or at least one of Alan's sisters. He's been to attended a wedding with he's got some kind of step family involved there. And So that was pretty cool. I was like, hey, go watch this documentary. You got your family members on here. Mentions how much of 80s country music had gone pop, but George Strait, Ricky Skaggs, Dwight Yoakam, and Randy Travis have kind of led the neo-traditional country movement. So Wanted was the first song he played on cassette, actually, for the record label. The middle 30 minutes of this documentary talks about him as a songwriter, saying that he wrote a lot of his songs. He was a very excellent down-to-earth songwriter. Chattahoochee, music video for that was really groundbreaking for its time. Also mentions how he was really the one who pushed Chattahoochee to be a song that was released. A lot of other people didn't really believe in it. We've reviewed that song actually on here. Talks about It's 5 o'clock Somewhere with Jimmy Buffett, which might have to review that song someday because I want to get a Jimmy Buffett song. I've got a few hardcore Jimmy Buffett fans. My stepdad and my friend Connor, big Jimmy Buffett fans. Always going to those concerts, Buffett Fest or whatever. The last 30 minutes of this, you know, I only took a couple of notes. Really, it's him being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2017 and into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2018. So that's basically it. I like it. I think it's a good documentary. You know, it's hard to really dive too deep in just a 90-minute documentary for a guy that's this big of a career. So I think it spreads it thin. But, you know, I mean, documentaries, 90 minutes, that's probably what you're looking at. I would literally like maybe a deeper dive into his music, kind of an album-by-album thing here. I definitely feel like it focused a lot in more of the 90s. I feel like the 2000s and on, it didn't really do it justice. I mean, you know, this album that had Small Town Southern Man is a good album. You've got, what are the names of these songs on here? Country Boy is a great song. Good Time, also a very fun jam. And then he continued into the 2010s. So that would be one thing I would say about this is that it really focuses more into the 90s with him. But I liked it. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to be too critical of documentaries, really. I mean, as long as it's not filled with just stuff that's not very entertaining or not very informative, it's pretty good. I mean, there's definitely a lot of stuff that I learned about Alan. Definitely, I think, could have been a little more in depth. You know, that early, you know, it started from his early life, but I don't know. I don't really feel like I got a sense a ton about maybe what he did as a kid and in high school outside of music. Maybe that was his thing. I don't know if they mentioned sports or I wonder if he had something else that he did. I don't know. It was pretty good. It's a good documentary. I definitely recommend watching it. It's a good one. So that's going to be it for today. Got some kind of Brooks and Dunn up next week. Don't know what it's going to be. I got two different things. Could be one, could be the other. Hopefully eventually we'll get this album wrapped up. Get on to the next one. So we'll see you guys next week.